Hospitals are supposed to make us healthy, right? Well, in 2011, nearly 650,000 people across the country left hospital stays with new infections. 75,000 of those people died as a result. Now the Obama administration wants to improve patient safety. Across Washington state, 14 hospitals are on track to be penalized because of high infection rates and other safety issues. Five of those hospitals are in King County, including Harborview Medical Center. Journalist Lisa Stifler's been covering this issue for the Seattle Times. She told me why the federal government is cracking down on patient safety.
Well, when they passed the Affordable Care Act, the goal, in addition to bringing healthcare to a lot more people, was also to make healthcare a lot more accountable and to get more for our money, because historically we really haven't. When you look at outcomes such as longevity, we don't compare very well compared to other countries, whereas we spend a lot of money. So part of this effort is to bring more accountability and more transparency to the healthcare system.
So when you're looking at patient safety, what kinds of things do you study?
For this Medicare program, they're looking at a number of measures. They're looking at infections related to IVs, go into your veins. They look at infections related to catheters for urinary issues. And then there's sort of a broader suite they look at as well, including bed sores, falls, other issues, other problems you might have at a hospital if things aren't being done exactly as they should be.
And things that are preventable?
Exactly. That's the idea, is that these are things that patients don't come in with, and they acquire them when they're at the hospital, and they really shouldn't.
Well, here in our own county, King County, five hospitals did not do well, didn't get this passing grade from the feds. What specific things did the government find?
They got dinged for all these different measures. They're kind of lumped together for one score. And the one thing I do have to say, to the credit of the King County hospitals, is they're pretty close to the cutoff point. And these are preliminary scores. The final scores will come out more like September, probably. So they'll be adding a little more data to the measures. And so they might clear the grade. They might make the mark.
So, Lisa, how did the federal government do these measurements?
Well, what they did is they look at all the hospitals that qualify, that are large enough, have a big enough patient base of Medicare patients. And then they're dinging the bottom 25%. So even if everyone were to perform really well, they're still going to be the lower end that is going to get penalized. And so in Washington state, we did end up with about 30% of our hospitals facing penalties. You know, again, this is preliminary. You know, around the country, you might have fewer, but some of these hospitals really performed badly and got, you know, the worst possible scores. Ours tended to hover a little closer towards that maybe they'll pass, maybe they'll fail mark.
I'm speaking with journalist Lisa Stifler. Her recent story published in the Seattle Times looks at infection rates and patient safety in Washington hospitals. So if they really do get dinged in the fall, what kind of penalties will these hospitals face?
For this part of the program, it's 1% of what the government would be paying them for their Medicare bills will be withheld over the course of a year. And to note, this is the third piece of a three-part effort to bring more accountability to Medicare. So there are two other programs in place already that look at readmission rates to hospitals and also sort of some other quality measures as well. And so if they were to get dinged in all of the categories, you could lose up to 5.4% of your Medicare reimbursements from the government.
So the hospitals got this sort of report card. What can they do to improve infection rates?
They're all working on it, as you'd imagine. When I spoke to folks with Swedish Providence and also from UW Medicine, their general concept seems to be trying to standardize procedures and really making sure everyone has a really clear protocol that they're following and they don't deviate from that, and that it's institution-wide, and also that it goes up to the higher levels of the administration. So they're paying attention, and it goes all the way down to the nurses, knowing that they have this important responsibility to be cleaning up their act and being more careful.
It sounds like the government found that particular types of hospitals are likelier than others to have high infection rates. What kinds of hospitals are we more likely to see that in?
Particularly hospitals that are treating lower-income populations, urban hospitals, as well as teaching facilities was kind of interesting. More than half of the academic teaching hospitals had problems with these measures. Interestingly, in Seattle, Harborview did get dinged, but the UW Medical Center, also a teaching hospital, did not. So, and then they're both run by the same folks. So I asked about that, like what's the difference there? And they really felt that, you know, the Harborview population is really pretty unique because, you know, this is this level one trauma center. They're taking some really sick, really injured individuals. And so it's tough to kind of always make sure things are going exactly as planned when you've got that hard patient base.
You mentioned this was a sort of stage one report. What does exactly happen next?
They expand the data that they're collecting for a longer period of time, rerun the numbers, and then in the fall they'll say who's getting dinged because the penalties start in October, so they have to have it by then.
Lisa Stifler is a freelance journalist based in Seattle. Her recent story for the Seattle Times takes a look at infection rates and patient safety issues in Washington hospitals. 14 state hospitals could face federal penalties if they don't improve. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.